Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you and hear you.
It's good to see you and hear you too. Are you ready for your mini interview?
I think so. Ready as
Great.
I'll ever be.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Karen Costa. Live in Massachusetts. I have been teaching online since 2007. I teach college success strategies to new traditional first-year students. I do faculty development work. I'm a faculty guild facilitator, and I'm faculty at OLC. And I write occasionally and spend too much time on Twitter.
And can you give us 99 tips for how to use video in teaching?
Let me think about that. I need to pull up some of my resources. I don't have those tips handy right now. Sorry.
Okay, maybe later.
Next
Or maybe
time.
there's a book
Next time.
that you wrote
I'll
called
look into that. Maybe somebody has written a book on those tips.
that. Awesome. Thank you for joining us. The question of the day is that instead of filling online learning spaces with busy work, maybe as a dirty word, a way of putting it, instead of that, how do you leave space for your learners to do something on their own with the stuff that you want them to learn? What are your thoughts on that?
So I volunteered to share because I think I'm really awful at this. And if anyone else out there is awful at this, I want you to know that you're not alone in it. And I thought I would share a little story if that's okay.
Yes, please.
I have, I'm a certified yoga teacher. I'm not teaching yoga right now. And the style of yoga I used to teach was restorative yoga. And if anyone's ever taken a restorative yoga class, it's very different than the more active, like vinyasa style class that moves from pose to pose. Restorative yoga, you get into a pose and you stay there for about 5 to 10 minutes. And as a teacher, that was really challenging because I needed to be quiet for those 5 to 10 minutes to hold the space for my students to be quiet. And I don't do that anymore, and I don't think I was very good at it. I can tell you that 1 minute felt like an eternity. I would keep my eye on the clock and say, "Okay, everybody, I'm going to give you 5 minutes in this pose." And it felt every second was truly excruciating for me. And I just want to share that I think leaving space is really hard for a lot of us to be quiet and still. What Dave just did that pause make anybody else really uncomfortable?
Oh yeah, I wanted to leave.
Yeah, it made me really uncomfortable. And at the same time, I'm at a place now where I can look at that and say, okay, Dave has done some work, and Dave has a skill there. I ride, this exercise bike called Peloton, and you can all make fun of me, and I don't care because it's my lifeline right now. One of the teachers, Christine, she's one of my favorite teachers. She will sometimes say, "I'm going to be quiet during this song and just let you listen to the music." And I almost cry every time she does that because I know how hard that is to do that as a teacher. And every time she does it, I say to myself, she is a master teacher. So I just think what I'm learning here is that I have more work to do in learning to be comfortable in that stillness and silence. And I don't know how that's going to translate into my online teaching with students and faculty, but it's something I need to work on.
Well, that's fabulous. Thank you for sharing the story. And oh yeah, I can't imagine holding still for 5 minutes. So thank you so much. I'm wondering if you want to follow the script at the end there,
I
if you
sure will. Later,
okay.
skater. Bye.